Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue the fourth parak of Masechta Sota, actually conclude the fourth parak of Masechta Sota, and begin the fifth parak. So, Mishnah Hey, Parak Dalid, Mishnah Hey, Ve'elu She'beis Din, Mekanin Lahen. The following women are, the kinoy is not done by the husband, but rather it's done by Beis Din. Mishnah Nischarish Baila Unishtata. If the husband became a Cherish or a Shota, so he has no Das, and therefore he doesn't have the ability to do a kinoy, Oshayachavish Beis Hasurin, or the husband is in prison, and therefore he doesn't have the ability to do the kinoy. So if the Beis Din gets wind of rumors that this woman is messing around with other men, is not behaving properly with other men, so they don't just let it go. They're allowed to do the kinoy on behalf of the husband. Now we have a machlokas whether a woman who has a kinoy by the husband will actually ever drink the mesota. Lola hashkosa amru el lepulsa miksubasa. When the Beis Din does the kinoy, she can't actually drink the mesota, says the Tanakama. It would only possible her from ever collecting the ksuba, meaning the Tanakama holds that the Beis Din can do a kinoy, but only a husband can actually bring his wife to the Beis Din, to the Beis HaMikdash, rather, in order to drink the Mesota, right? That's because that's Mefurish in the Pasuk, where the Pasuk says, Vehevi ha'ish es ishto el ha'koin vevis karmel, etc. That the man has to bring his wife, and it only works when it's a husband bringing his wife. So with Beis Din, it's not going to be a Mesota. And even if the husband gets out of jail, and or he becomes a Bardas again, he still can't be Mashke, his wife, based on the kinoy of the Beis Din, because the assumption is that you can only be mashke your wife if you're the one that actually did the kinoy, right? That's what the Bartanur writes. Ubalanami l'kasheyava when yachal hashkosa b'kinoy ze debinan v'kinoy v'hevi. That it's the same one who does the kinoy that has to do the v'hevi, that has to be the one to bring her to Beis Din. Rabbi Yossi Omer af l'hashkosa. But Rabbi Yossi says that a Beis Din is when they do the kinoy, they can even get her to drink the mesota l'ksheyetzabal in Beis. Meaning, it's not the Beis Din that brings her to drink, it's the husband that brings her to drink, but when he gets out, he can bring her to drink, and that's how Rabbi Yossi holds that you don't need the kinoy v'hevi, that you don't need the same person who does the kinoy to actually be hevi as well. Bartanura writes, ve'ein halacha k'Rabbi Yossi, that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi, we paskin like the Tanakhama. Now moving on to the fifth parak of Masechta Sota, Parak Hei, Mishnah Aleph. Says the Mishnah, K'shem Shamayim Botkinu Sa, just like the Mayim will test if she was innocent or guilty, Kach Mayim Botkinu Sa, the Mayim will also test if he is guilty, meaning it will kill the man that she cheated with as well. It will kill the adulterer also. Shenemar Uva'u Uva'u, because the Pasuk says Uva'u twice. Each time the word Uva'u appears in the Pasuk, it's written with an extra letter Vav at the beginning of the word. It doesn't say Ba'u, it says Uva'u, so that indicates that whatever's going to happen to her will happen to the guy that she was with as well. Meaning the word Uva'u appears three times in the Parsha of Sota. The first one tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Mesota the power to kill the Sota. The second one promises the Jewish people that the water will do what it's supposed to do. And the third one tells us that the water is going to attack her in the belly first and then in her thighs. So each time it appears, it has the extra Vav at the beginning. So those three letters were added to teach us that just like those all three points apply to the woman, they also apply to the guy that she was with. Another halacha about the man, Kishem Shasur Labal, just like the Sota becomes Asura to her husband until she drinks the Mesota, Kach Asura LeBoel. So too she is Asura to the Boel. So even if the husband dies or they get divorced, she is not allowed to marry that man if she did not drink the Mesota. Shenamar Nitma'a V'Nitma'a. The extra Vav teaches me this. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva's opinion that we learn from the extra Vav. Am Rabbi Yeshua Kach Yadorish Zechariah Ben Akatzav. That Zechariah Ben Akatzav had the same drasha from the pasuk. However, Rabbi Omer Shnei Pamam Parsha Im Nitma'a Nitma. It says twice in the Torah Nitma'a. Once it says if she became Nitma, and once it says Nitma'a. So Echad Abal Vechad Abal. And the reason it has it twice is to tell me that she's also to her husband and she's also to the Baal as well. Meaning, Rabbi Akiva darshin the vav. However, Rebbe apparently holds that you cannot darshin an extra vav, and therefore we learn it from a different source. So let's review what we learned today. In the last Mishnah, Perek Dalet, we said that Beis Din will be mekane on behalf of a husband who no longer has das or is locked up in jail, but that's only to passel her from the ksuba according to the Tanakhama. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says no, such a kinui could even lead to her drinking the meisota if the husband ever gets out of jail or gets his das back. Then Mishnah Aleph of Parakeh, we said that just like the water is bodik the woman, it's also bodik the man with whom she cheated, from the extra letter vav in uva'u. And she's just like up until the time she drinks, she cannot be with her husband. She also cannot be with the boel if she never drinks. But it's a machlokas tanaim where we learn that from. Rabbi Akiva learns it from the extra vav in vinitma'a, and that's how Zechariah ben Akatzov learns it as well. But Rabbi learns it from the fact that it says nitma'a twice. One for the Baal and one for the Boel. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perakei, Mishnah Beis.